Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tazayin. We're looking at the Simanim, which discuss the process of straining. And we're talking with that. We're talking about the concept of making coffee on Shabbos. So one of the questions which comes up with making coffee is a person has something which is called a cold brew. A person puts coffee grinds inside of a certain type of a pitcher which holds the grinds in it and allows water to sort of cascade around the outside of it. And it sits there for 24 hours or 48 hours, and slowly the water turns into coffee. So then when you press out from that, the coffee grinds are still sitting in the middle. So in some type of a porous cylinder, which allows water to go in and sit and mix with the coffee and then be brewed into coffee and then go out. So when he's doing that, when you pour off, there's potentially a problem of a burr taking place with the filter, which this porous container keeps the grinds in and lets the water out. So you're pouring out the water, you're siphoning off the water from the mixture, which is the terubis of the water and the grinds, using a kli, which would be usher to do on Shabbos. Even if you're taking, quote-unquote, the good from the bad, you're pouring off the water that you want. Is that a problem? So a similar type of question would be a person, let's say, makes a tea and has a tea bag on the bottom. A person makes a tea essence before Shabbos and left the tea bags inside, sitting on the bottom. So the tea bags are sitting on the bottom, and you want to pour off the essence on top. So we differentiate between the teruvis. The terubis is considered the area which is immediately adjacent to where the grinds are and where the water is. So let's say, for example, if the height of the grinds are the bottom 1 inch, 2 inches from the bottom of the pitcher, so the water which is at that level is in the terubis with the grinds. But the height of the water is 10, 12 inches tall, so the water on top is not in a terubis with the water, the grinds on the bottom. The person has the tea bag sitting in the bottom of the cup, and the cup is 3, 4, 5 inches tall. The top few inches are not in a terubis with the tea bag sitting on the bottom. So when you pour off the liquid from the top, you're not pouring off the water which is in a terubis. So the answer is using the filter, this filtering mechanism, the tea bag is a form of a filter, or this porous cylinder, using that to separate between the water and the grinds, the water on the tea leaves. That's a problem, but the water on top is not a terubis, so that's much to pour off and to use. When the level of the water goes lower, and as you're pouring off from the water on top, you can see some of the water on the bottom coming out as well. You can notice it sometimes with it has a stronger color. And some of that water is seeping out into the greater water and being poured off as well. That would be problematic. Diane Weiss has an interesting question. Let's say I want to take the tea bags out. So am I allowed to take the tea bags out? There is a terubis of water and tea leaves inside of the tea bag, but the tea bags vis-a-vis the water in the cup are fairly distinct. You have the area of the tea bag, which is a terubis of water and tea leaves, then you have the rest of the water, which is fairly distinct. We mentioned in the beginning that one of the definitions of a terubis is that if they are distinct from each other, it's not considered a terubis. So he suggests that the tea bags, vis-a-vis the water around them, have a status of a non-terubis, and the person will be allowed to take the tea bag with its terubis inside of it out. However, if he holds the tea bag above the water and allows it to drip out, then he's using the tea bag to allow the desirable tea flavored water, to fall back into the cup and keep the grinds, the tea leaves, out. So he's using the filter of the tea bag to do barer between the tea leaves and the water, that would be also, so a person can take the tea bag out, do not let it stand there and drip, but take it and immediately throw it away into the garbage. And he's not done an act of barter at all in that situation. Arguably, if a person would want to take the teabag out, to put, if follow opinions that you're allowed to make a tea in a kli shlishi, we'll talk about that when we get to Bishul. If you follow that approach, I want to use the teabag in a second cup. So the same thing will be true. If I stand there and let it drip down, it's going to be problematic. If I take the teabag out, immediately put it into a different cup. My goal isn't to catch the liquid coming out. My goal is to then pour water into that cup, or put it into a kli shlishi where there is water there ready. So any water which comes out, which is seeping from the taruv, is immediately absorbed into the greater water which is there. So it would be bottled. Would not be problematic. So a person can do that, preferably put it into a cup where the hot water is there already, and do it very quickly so there's no dripping taking place, or if any dripping takes place, it's significant to the point that it's less than a melacha shel shikhul gufim. We have to clarify those points with Hashem in a different shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.